It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers lay. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street?
Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody, or Sunday afternoon, or Sunday evening, whichever it may be when you're listening to this 24-hour prayer station. So good to have you listening in on this Lord's Day. And we declare that we're going to pray together because we know the power of prayer. My pastor, Bob Nichols, will be on the phone with us in just a little while. We're going to talk to him. But we believe so much in prayer. And, you know, I was just reading today from the book of James where it says, "And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. If he's committed sins, he will be forgiven." It says, "Confess your trespasses to one another, pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. It did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. The power of prayer. So we're going to pray together. This is a prayer session. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago that I was to use what gifts I had for radio and gifts I had to lead prayer and to pray and put them on a 24-hour prayer network. So here we are on BPN Radio, praying for change and praying for revival in America. So it's time to pray, everybody. It's time to pray, America, and it's time to pray for change. And so we declare that it's not an option. Revival is not an option. But it's, what is revival? Revival is whatever you need it to be. But it's a change in the spiritual climate, in a person, in a family, in a church, and in a nation, where the climate changes. And so we declare in Jesus' name, there is a climate in the change of America. Father, we set ourselves in agreement as your children, as your prayer warriors, as your intercessors, those who know how to come into the presence of God. We pray today that your will, plan, and purpose be done in this service today, in this prayer session today, in this hour of power today. And we welcome churches all across America that are represented here on BPN Radio, the Breakout Prayer Network. And we welcome some new churches and ministries, Catalina Ministries in Alexandria, Louisiana, the Lutheran Church in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, the church in Fitchburg in Madison, Wisconsin. We welcome churches all across America, God's Shining Light in Tulsa, Oklahoma, God's Way Church of Ministries in Conway, Arkansas, God's Work in Action in Humble, Texas. We welcome God's House of Prayer in Cottondale, Alabama, and the Glory House in Irmo, South Carolina, Glory Mountain, Vista, California, Glad Tidings Church in Omaha, Nebraska, Glad Tidings Church in Moorhead City, North Carolina, the Generations Church in Granbury, Texas. We welcome that church. Churches all across America, Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico, praying with us today. We pray for the First Family Church in Elgin, Texas, Future and Hope Church in Delray Beach, Florida, the Free Chapel in Gainesville, Georgia, Franklin Church of God in Franklin, North Carolina. We pray for the church Forerunner Christian Fellowship, Kansas City, Missouri. We pray for First United Methodist Church, Claremore, Oklahoma. Welcome to these churches across America. First Love Church, Gig Harbor, Washington, our friends there. First Baptist Groves Church, Nederland, Texas. And we pray today for churches all across America. For First Baptist Church, West Palm Beach, Florida. We have representatives in all of these churches that are praying. First Baptist Church in Wichita Falls, Texas, and the First Assembly of God Church in Bushnell, Florida, Sumterville, Bushnell, Florida. And we welcome First Assembly of God Church, Bakersfield, California. We welcome the FCFC Church. I guess that would be Fellowship of Bible Church of Newtown, Ohio. We welcome Family Worship Center, Columbia, Missouri. Churches all across America, would you pray right now on this Lord's Day? Would you pray for your church and your pastor? Maybe you're on your way to church, or maybe you've been to church, or maybe you're just praying that God will direct you to a church. So why don't you spend time right now? Father, we just pray today for pastors and churches all across America. We know and we understand that there is a war on Christianity today. And we're seeing it more than ever before during this Christmas season, when so many schools and cities and counties and parishes are not saying Merry Christmas, they're saying Happy Holidays. They are trying to exclude, delete, ignore, not acknowledge the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we know there's a war on Christianity today in our military, in our government, to eradicate the name of Jesus. But we love the name of Jesus, and we come boldly into your presence, Father God, by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father. We are your sons and daughters. We declare that Jesus is your Son and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our guide. And today we pray the will of God be done in churches all across America. Can we just pray a little while in the Spirit? Ebrekete premando ribite sicura baatarabrote. Well, why don't you just take your prayer language and just begin to pray with me right now. Intercede for churches and pastors all across America. There's a major war going on. There's a major war going on against pastors and churches all across this land. Mana mandora brikida batur bishikara bisirbikate. Mendribidiata rabro timishiki brikatai. Labrondo rii shikora bakutrabikatai. In Jesus' name, we pray for every church and every pastor today. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every person that is listening to BPN Radio on this Sunday that does not have a home church, does not have a pastor, does not have anyone to care for their soul. We pray for them today, Lord, that you will direct them to a church where the pastor knows their name and knows who they are, and they're able to touch him. There's so many untouchable pastors today. But I pray, Lord, that people will find a church, a pastor, a shepherd, where they and their family can attend. And we just ask in Jesus' name for those that have been hurt, offended, misused, abused. They don't have a church. One would say to another, what are these wounds in your hands? And the response would be this, I was wounded in the house of my friends. And so I know that church, you can have some painful experiences in church, but you can also have some painful experiences at the grocery store. You can slip and fall and hurt yourself, or at the automobile dealership, and you can be cheated in a car deal. There's some painful experiences in life, but we know that the safest house in all of the world is the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Let us go to the house of the Lord. And we love the house of the Lord. And David, you know, there was a lot of things that he did not understand in life. But he said, when I went to the house of the Lord, he said, then I understood. So there's great revelation. There's fellowship. Somebody is waiting for you on the Lord's day to appear at the house of God, because just your presence is a major encouragement to them. And so we pray for you today, you that may not have a home church or a shepherd, a pastor who cares for your soul. We pray for you today. We pray for churches that are going through the fire, difficulties, challenges, in Jesus' name. And we pray for every pastor, every shepherd that is leading a congregation today. We pray for them right now. We pray for you today. And in just a few moments, my friend Martin Smith is going to sing about Emmanuel, God with us. He's with us today. And then my pastor, Bob Nichols, has been pastoring for 50 years. He's going to be on the phone, and we are going to visit with him, and it's going to be a great conversation. So here's Martin Smith. I'm delighted to have here on BPN Radio on this Sunday, 7th day of December 2014. I'm delighted to have my pastor and my friend, Pastor Bob Nichols, pastor of Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. And Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols pioneered the church in 1964 and have been there as senior pastors for the past 50 years. So it's a delight to have my pastor on today on this Sunday. Pastor Bob Nichols, welcome to BPN Prayer Radio.
Well, it's a joy and a privilege to be with you, Dale.
Well, I'm very thankful to have you on today, and thankful for the journey that you and I have had these past 20 some odd years. Actually, I met you in 1988, and we started ministering together, and have been together since 1988. We've been on a good journey for these past 26 years. It's just been an honor to have you in my life, and Gene and I are so thankful and grateful for your friendship, your mentorship, and your faithfulness. And so, you know, there's a lot of, I know you're going to pray for pastors before you get off of the phone today, but there's so many pastors, I'm sure, and leaders that wonder, how can a man pastor a church for 50 years? And so do you have an answer to that?
Well, very simple answers, Dale, because I found out, it's not complicated. It's the execution that is challenging. First of all, you've got to know what God has called you to do and then commit to do it. It all comes down to knowing that you're doing what God calls you to do and committing to do that. We're not going to try it. It's not going to be something that we just give it a go and see what happens. Everything that has ever worked for me, I knew God called me to do that in all three different locations, and I committed to do that and just refused to look back, and God has opened doors all the way through. Not that that's easy, but that's the way it begins.
Yeah. Well, you've definitely had an amazing journey, starting the church there in 1964, and then, of course, later starting a Christian school that is still in operation, starting a Christian television station in the nation of Uganda, and, of course, the outreach of Calvary Cathedral International has just been mind-boggling, so to speak, all of the different people groups and the nations that you've touched. And, of course, I know the Lord has been with you, but I know it's not been an easy journey. You've been through fires and floods and tornadoes, but God is faithful, and we know that He is faithful, but I just want to commend you today on your faithfulness. And I know that Calvary Cathedral is experiencing some incredible things. I know that you have a prayer ministry that's been going every day since 1995, and for many years around the clock. And of course, now you're having an incredible outreach into the city of Fort Worth, winning thousands of people to Jesus. So you might just want to address those couple of things today.
Well, I believe, Dale, that outreach is the lifeblood of the church. What we've tried to do is build on basics. A lot of people are saying, well, what is God saying? Well, God's saying what He's always said. Prayer is important. Outreach is important, according to Luke 14. Go out and compel people to come into my house and, witness to them. You were so important. In fact, you were there. I was in Australia. We were in agreement, of course, on it when we started the power tower here at Calvary. And we will cross that million mark, which is not bad for a local church. When we first started 24-hour prayer in the power tower, to my knowledge, there was not another ministry in the greater Metroplex area that was offering that particular ministry. Now, there are several, and we thank God for that. But 24 hours a day, we have people that have been by the phones, and we're into our 17th, headed for our 18th year, which is, any pastor knows you start a prayer chain, and the chain breaks the first week.
That's true.
If not the first 2 days.
That's true.
So I just say to God be the glory. It was a God idea, and you were right there in the foundation of it. The door locked. We couldn't get through. We had to get a fire axe to open the door.
That's true, yeah.
But we turned the light of prayer on, Dale, and
yes.
It's been on ever since, and we thank God for that. the question you've asked, how do you do? Well, know that you're doing what God has called you to do. I think it's important to stay clean and pure, to keep your life above reproach. You've got to refuse every spirit of offense and unforgiveness, and we all face our share of that over a period of time. And just build on God's Word. Just build on God's Word. Prayer is so important. Preaching the Word of God is so important. In 2 Timothy 4, 2, preach the Word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. The time's coming when people want to do their own thing,
yeah.
And we're in that hour.
Yeah.
But I believe if we stay with basics and keep our faith in God, that God's going to help us to continue to build New Testament churches across this land.
Well, I certainly believe that, and I believe that we're moving into another phase of opportunity in America. And I know that you've been through many, many different seasons of change and transitions. And right now, I know that you're having an incredible season of winning people to Jesus. And I believe that in the past couple of years, that a little over 2 years, that the church has won over 75,000 people. Am I correct? To Jesus.
Yes, we just crossed over, 75,995 people have prayed the prayer of salvation. And that has come through the efforts of 6,144 soul winners going out. Now, some of those were the same soul winners, of course.
Yeah.
But every week, people are going out, and we're averaging anywhere from 450 people praying the prayer of salvation a week. One quick thing, and I'll say it as quickly as I can say it. I've had people say, well, we're not into numbers. Well, the Word of God's into numbers. It told us how many fish. It told us how many loaves. God's a God of numbers, even has a book by that name in His Bible.
Yeah.
But some people say, how do you know they're saved? Well, let's look at it this way. In the final day, the figure I have as of 10 minutes ago, 75,995 people will not be able to stand before God and say, no one ever told me how to be born again and how to go to heaven. No one ever told me. It's up to God. God knows the heart, and God knows the genuineness of every life. But isn't it thrilling? I'd rather do that than do nothing.
That's true.
And we're also seeing in our church services, like last Sunday, we had 36 that answered the altar call. Sometimes it's 50. Then maybe another 5 or 10 in children's church. If you don't give altar calls, you'll not see people saved. And I'm really alarmed at evangelical churches that we're not giving altar calls. And the people know that there's not going to be an altar call, so why should I bring an unsaved friend to church?
Right.
No.
Right.
But our people know we come right out of praise and worship. That's not a doctrine. That's just the way God led us. We come right out of praise and worship, give an altar call, and we find the hearts are tender, the most tender at that point. Instead of at the end of a service where everyone's tripping over everyone trying to get out, you know, to get chicken dinner, when you're trying to give an altar call and in a sacred moment, it's Exodus moment. We are seeing more people saved in the church and out in Luke 14, highways, hedges, streets, lanes. I hope I didn't take too much time on that, but it is happening.
Good.
Our people have caught the vision.
Yeah.
And it's something we can do. It's the other side of you shall receive power. Why? You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. That's this one of the supreme reasons that we receive this power.
So, well, I can certainly testify that in the 26 years that I've been ministering there at Calvary Cathedral, that I've always seen the little note on the podium that says, always give an invitation, give an altar call. So I know in every service that you guys, extend an invitation for people to come to know Jesus for salvation. And I do concur that there are so many churches and pastors across America that they do not pray for anybody at the close of the service, or they don't invite anybody to come to know the Lord. And so
there's no opportunity to do that.
That's true.
No invitation to do that. And, you know, that's their business. I'm pastor of the church that I pastor, but, you know, Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. And we're supposed to be very active in that process, as I see it.
I agree. Absolutely.
And then again, a thanks to you, Dale. You've been a lightning rod to help us in our prayer ministry. There's always been a need for heartfelt prayer intercessors, and there always will be. But especially now, I talked to a pastor with a hurting heart just hours ago, and he said it's like witchcraft is being used in so many churches. People are divided. They're given to strife. They don't respect pastoral leadership. You know, they say the church is dead and pastors have no authority over them.
Yeah.
We live in a strange hour.
Mm-hmm.
But if we keep on praying, this is the secret of Charles G. Finney. He had a man by the name of Father Nash. He was a full-time intercessor for his ministry.
Yeah.
And for 9 long years, he would go to a city months before, maybe 6 months or a year before evangelists. Charles Finney would arrive, and they would call the police or the authorities. They heard someone groaning. They thought someone was hurting or dying or whatever. Mm-hmm. This man would lock himself in an apartment and give himself to intercessory prayer. Dale, if there was ever a time that pastors need people praying for them,
that's
it's
right.
now.
Absolutely.
And we need to pray for one another.
Yes, we do.
That's not a negative. That's a positive. Jesus prayed all night before he chose the 12 and the 70, Jesus set the example
of
prayer.
Yes,
so I'm not trying to preach. You just caught me in a stirred up moment here.
I know.
Got to have a spiritual awakening in our nation, and I believe we've seen a tide begin to turn.
Yes.
But it's a beginning, and we've got to follow through.
Well, it's the same principle that the Word of God declares, if my people. And so
Could I insert something? Do I have time just to insert something?
No, go ahead.
You wanted me to talk to some ministers that need encouragement.
Yeah.
You know, I found that some of the most discouraging moments come just before great breakthroughs. Some of the most discouraging moments in the life of a pastor and spiritual leaders, it will come at a time when something wonderful is on the way. I've distributed thousands of little don't quit reminders, and I hand them out constantly in conferences and to anyone that will receive one. I would just encourage today, no matter what's coming against you, if you're doing what God called you to do, just bunker in. I mean, just get you a foxhole there. And if you can't find someone to pray with you, you pray for yourself.
Yeah.
And get someone in agreement with you. And, of course, if you have a good husband and wife, that's what that's all about, too. We need to pray as never before. Don't quit.
That's right.
Some of my most discouraging moments have been followed by great victories and great breakthroughs. And I know where we are right now after the tornado destroyed our property downtown. It was several years that a piece of property was away from us. But God brought it back for pennies on the dollar. And then when the storm came, we had the property that we needed. When the building was gone, the real estate was valuable. We sold that, and we're relocated in our third location, one of the greatest church miracles in the world. God's given us not only a new campus, but God's given us a new state-of-the-art Christian school.
Yes.
So don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Just begin to shout the victory and know that if God be for us, who can be against us? 50 years, you come through so many times, you could have quit. It would have been easier to have quit.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. When you quit where you are, you're going to meet the same devil in the next place you
That's
go.
True. That's true.
And if you don't win where you are, you're just moving down the road to face him again. Better face him on the turf that you're familiar with.
that is so good. That is so good. And I know that you have proven that principle. And I'm so thankful for you. And before you go, it's good to have you on the phone today on this Sunday. But before you go, I'm going to have you to pray for these pastors, because I understand that there's 1,500 pastors leaving the ministry every month. And that is
a tragedy,
and that is very alarming. And, you know, what happens, I believe, there's so many different seasons that a church or a pastor goes through. And sometimes it's very difficult to make those adjustments or those transitions. And I know that for the past 50 years, as pastor of Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, there's been a lot of different seasons that the church has gone through. There's times I know that you could have quit, because I stood across the street a couple of days after the tornado took the church down in downtown Fort Worth. But you were declaring by faith that God is going to give us twice as much. And now you have a beautiful facility right on Interstate 35, where thousands and thousands of cars go by every day, a church that's paid for with a beautiful Christian school campus, a Bible school, and all of the other things that has been happening that we've not mentioned at Calvary Cathedral. And it's all happened because I know that you've been willing to stay the course. And you have certainly proved that it's not of any value to quit in, you know, when it might have been more convenient to have quit, but you've stayed the course. You've been a tremendous example for so many of us ministers out there. And I'm so delighted that you're my pastor. Thank you for being on the broadcast. I want you to say a prayer for pastors and Christian leaders today, that many of them under attack, many of them discouraged, their wives going through lots of difficulty, or their companions. So why don't you just say a prayer today?
It makes no difference what your age is, whether you're young or old. We need young ministers. We need all age ministers. And really, I don't think there's any substitute for anointed experience. It's whether God wants you where you are. And if you know that, then don't quit.
That's right.
Everyone's got to start somewhere. Be where you know God wants you to be,
yeah.
And just make up your mind you're not going to quit.
Yeah.
Father, I want to thank you for every minister and leader that is listening to this conversation. Lord, I want to share a 50-year promise that's been a mainstay for our life. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will hold you up with the right hand of my righteousness. And your word said, all that are against us shall come to naught and be as nothing. You said in Isaiah 41, you said, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Father, I thank you with all of my heart that a supernatural wave of God is going across this land wherever my voice is being heard. And there's a new strength, there's a new zeal, there's a fresh anointing, and there's a fresh understanding that if God be for us, who can be against us? We're more than conquerors through him. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bob Nichols. And I'm sure that if people want to know more about Calvary Cathedral, they can go to your website there.
Yes,
and
calvarycathedral.com, yes.
And they can go there and get information. There's a lot of sermon materials, books you've written, encouragement that they can receive. And so I know that people will go there. And before the broadcast is over, we'll repeat that website, web address. Thank you so much for being with us today, Pastor Bob Nichols, Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth,
it's
Texas. And thank you for being here on VPN Radio. Sure love you, and I'll talk to you again
soon.
Thank you
for your prayer, and we love you very dearly.
Okay.
And God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Bye-bye. Well, I trust that you enjoyed having Pastor Bob Nichols speak into your life. He's been my pastor for the past 20 years and a pastor of that great church of Fort Worth for the past 50 years. So we just speak a blessing upon all of the pastors and churches as we pray for pastors and churches, particularly pastors today and the local church, because we know that Jesus said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I want to give a shout out to all the people in the Nashville, Tennessee area. Going to be ministering there today and tonight. Sunday morning, Sunday night, New River Fellowship, where one of my spiritual grandsons, Jack Mooring, is the pastor. And love Jack and Whitney Mooring, and a church founded by Michael W. Smith. So it's going to be a great time there at New River Fellowship. Come out. Just go to newriverfellowship.com to get all of the information there. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we just appreciate those of you that are praying with us. If you'd like to make a contribution, a donation to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that. Your gifts are tax deductible. And all you have to do is just go to our website, which is bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And there you can pray with us, get all that information. And I'm going to pull it up on my website at this very moment. And so there's three ways to pray with us. Pray with us on your computer. You can pray with us by your iPhone, smartphone, cell phone. And just go to bpnradio.com. And then you just can type in BPN Radio. And or you can do download the app at TuneIn, www.tunein.com. All the information there that you need is on our website. And if you would like to submit a prayer request, then you can just go to the prayer request place there on our website and put in your prayer request. It will go to our national prayer team. Cheryl Ortiz is our national prayer coordinator. And then she will send that out to the prayer team. We have people all across America that are a part of our prayer team. And if you'd like to be a part of the prayer team, then you can just make your request known there. When you go to our website, letsprayamerica.com, and it's right there. It's on. Everything is on our bpn.com. If you'd like to, have a prayer center that's a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, we believe in God for 1,000 prayer centers. There is a prayer center registration. Put your name, your city, and there'll be a place for your location. It may be a private place, or it may be a college, a church, a university, a school, maybe in a business. Give us your email address, any comments there. So, thank you very much for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. We've got churches all across America that are praying with us, over 700, and we're believing, of course, for 1,000. We want to recognize some of these churches. Episcopal Church of the Good Shepherd in Mobile, Alabama. Journey Church of the River, that's in Prattsville, Alabama, and Beyond the Walls Church in Elyria, Ohio, Open Door Fellowship in Grove City, Ohio, and we have some other church you want to recognize, Christ Church, non-denomination, and that's in Alexander, Arkansas. First Assembly of God in Alva, Oklahoma, and Gospel Lighthouse, Anadarko, Oklahoma. The House of the Lord in Chickasha, Oklahoma. And it's from my home state of Oklahoma there. We have a church that is praying with us in Folsom, California. Thank you so much. Harvest Christian Fellowship in Lakeside, California is praying with us today. And we're very, very thankful for these churches all across America that are praying with us. And if your church is not represented, just go to our website, letspreamerica.com. You can sign up and put the name of your church right there. And instantly, we will get that information. So it's good to have so many churches all across the land that are praying with us. We appreciate Crusaders Ministries in Chicago, Illinois, praying with us. Lansing Assembly of God in Lansing, Illinois. We are thankful for Prestonwood Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and others that are praying with us today. Thank you, Lord. We're grateful. Very, very thankful. Why don't we just spend some time worshiping Him here on this Sunday? Father, we worship You. We honor You. We magnify You. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. We just pray in the Spirit with me for a little while. Sometimes we just cannot express fully with our natural tongue what the Lord means to us. Sometimes we just need to pray in the Spirit and give expression to Him. Building up, Jude said, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So we just pray in the Spirit right now. Brikira batore mente. Brasore minde shikira batore brikama tola briete. Masamandore bikitra bashore brikunda briete. Maramandore brikira basotra bashikira basetabriete. Brandra basore briete rabashikura basundra bikete. Bri mamandro kutra basara bakutra bashikira bikete. Brita masutra bashikura briete rabasara bakundra briete. Mamandre briete rabasara brikita rabashikira basara brite rabikira batora bikete. Brishomandori ki brandri biki terbesatter baku, brandre baku terbeser bekitter bechiker brietter bekete. We worship You, Jesus. We love You, Jesus. We honor You, Jesus. We magnify You. Your word declares, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto Me. So, Jesus, we lift You up, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our soon coming King. We lift You up now. We lift You up in the name of Jesus. We are so thankful and so grateful to You, Lord, today for all of Your blessings. We magnify You. Come magnify the Lord with me today. Let us exalt His name together. Just spend a little time exalting Him right now. Would you do it? Just lift up your hands and lift up your voice. Here's Brian and Kristen Ming. They're gonna sing a worship song. We're just gonna worship God here on this Lord's Day, on this Sunday. So would you just sing along with them, or worship God with them, because we are exalting the One who is worthy. He's a holy God. Let's join the angels today, singing about the holiness of the Lord. God, we worship You today. Jesus, we declare that You are high and lifted up. In our lives, in our church, in our family, in our business. Worship You, we honor You, we magnify You. Forever. We declare that you're high and you're lifted up in our lives. Yes, you are. We worship you today. We honor you today. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Father God. We love you, Holy Spirit. We magnify your name today. We glorify your name today. And Father, we as a church, we lift up Israel to you today. We know that there are difficult times in Israel at this moment. There are so many, many things coming and nations and people groups coming against Israel. And, you know, we really do believe that Israel's become a speckled bird that so many other nations hate. And so we declare that the hedge of protection is about Israel. And Lord, we come against this symbolic vote that is in the that has been going on concerning Israel, concerning a Palestinian state. And Lord, we just are keeping in mind the vote that is coming just a few months after a terror war was waged against Israel from Gaza. As each vote passes in the United Nations, Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, and other radicals rejoice as their resistance is rewarded and their target Israel becomes increasingly isolated. Lord, I believe that you blessed America because over the years, over the decades, we have blessed the nation of Israel. And we know that Israel's made major concessions. But we know that the Palestinian state does not just want equal territories. They want to annihilate Israel. So we pray for the peace of Jerusalem today. We pray for the protection of Israel. We, the people of God, intercede because we know that your favor is upon Israel because you made a covenant. You made a covenant with Abraham, and you are not a covenant breaker. You are a covenant God. And so we know that France has tried to strike a blow against the nation of Israel. Britain, Ireland, Sweden, Spain have joined in. And Belgium is on the verge of recognizing Palestine as a state. And we know, Lord, that Israel gave up a lot of concessions in 2005 when they gave up the Gaza Strip, hoping for peace. Instead, Hamas turned it into a launching pad for even more rocket attacks. It's tried to undermine Israel's security by digging dozens of terror tunnels. And Lord, we express our prayer concerns concerning the United Nations General Assembly, who has voted 161-5 to approve a resolution demanding that Israel give up its nuclear arsenal and open its nuclear facilities to international inspection. Lord, we know even the terror group Iran will not do that. Father, we declare no in the name of Jesus, and may we as a nation, may we as the United States of America, may we stand with Israel today. In Jesus' name, We pray, Lord, for Benjamin Netanyahu, that he will be very strong and he will be of a good courage. Give him wisdom. This incredible man of God, this godly leader, we pray for the prime minister there of Israel, and we pray for the nation of Israel. And may we as Christians, may we as churches be involved in praying for Israel and donating and giving to Israel. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. And I pray for you, whatever your prayer need might be here on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. I pray that whatever is going on in your life, any sickness, disease, discomfort, distress, whatever may be happening, I pray for you now in Jesus' name. I declare that no weapon that has been formed against you will prosper, and every voice that rises against you in judgment, we shall condemn, you shall condemn. I declare that your sons and daughters will serve the Lord. They will serve God. I pray for this generation, the millennium generation, that they will know God and they will turn to God. I pray for your sons and daughters. I pray for your marriage. I pray for your health. I pray for your job. I pray for your business. I pray that you will be blessed going out, coming in, rising up, lying down. In the city, in the field, I pray that you will be blessed in your city. And the Bible said that if we're going to have peace in our home, our family, we need to have peace in our city. And how do we get peace in our city? We pray for our city. So just take a few moments to pray for your city here on BPN. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Ask God to bless you, cause his face to shine on you. I thank you for praying with me. If you'd like to make a donation to this ministry, you just go to our website, bpnradio.com. Down at the bottom, there is a place to donate. We appreciate your contributions to Breakout Prayer Network. And we appreciate you praying with us today. Remember, today I'm ministering at New River Fellowship in Franklin, Tennessee. That's a suburb of Nashville, Tennessee. Pastor Jack Mooring there. And I trust you can come and be with us. I know the afternoon service is at 5 o'clock. So come and be with us if you will. Thank you for joining us here on the Breakout Prayer Network. And we're praying every day. And you can send in your prayer request. All the information there is on our website, bpnradio.com. We'll be back tomorrow, and we trust that you will have a wonderful day today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.